Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
All right, so last episode that we were together on 566, we talked about an interesting question, right? What church plants can learn from established churches. And we actually, at the tail end of that episode, talked about healthy established churches and unhealthy established churches. And one of the things that healthy established churches had were systems, right? Systems, so that you're not doing everything from scratch every single time you do it. I mean, that's the benefit of systems. Now, what's interesting for today's episode and the next few that Todd and I will do together, so the even numbered ones, we're actually going to be talking about and doing a little bit of a mini series on what systems are needed for a post-COVID church. Right? Because COVID's not going to be around forever. So as you are kind of in this in-between slash hoping for this to come to an end, what sort of systems in your church plant or in your established church or in your multi-site church do you need to make sure that you are creating if you don't have, or reevaluating and tweaking if you do already have that system? And today we want to tackle the whole idea of programming and ministry planning and what kind of the week in, week out of how your church views the church, and you know what programs and groups and all that stuff come into play. So yeah, I mean, when you think about systems in and around ministry planning for a post-COVID church, what comes to mind?
Well, I mean, the first thing is, if you've been listening to this podcast, you should have already simplified.
Yeah.
Should have already simplified a lot of your systems, because we're all going to have a natural tendency, to hopefully 4 to 6 months as we begin to come out of this thing and we're back in live venues more often than not. We are going to have a tendency to go back to the same systems rather than take a simplified system forward.
Mm-hmm.
So, one of the biggest things that you can do is carry your simplified systems forward. And even thinking through now, okay, what have we learned now so that we can be more flexible in the future? Because, you know, we all wish we would have had more contingency plans in place in the past.
Mm-hmm.
A contingency plan, sure, it takes us half a day to go away and do. And if it actually happens, we have to pull that file out and do some work on it. But a lot of the difficult part, a lot of setting the foundation part, is already done if we go ahead and do some of that work now. So I would say, the two big things would be simple systems and going ahead and having maybe a couple more contingency planning sessions so that, you know, you can apply those to the different systems within your church.
Yeah. So let's talk about the contingency planning just quickly for a little bit, and then we'll go to the simplified system side of things around ministry planning. So what comes to mind? Like, what are you thinking about when you're saying contingency planning?
Well, there's everything from ministry contingency planning to event contingency planning.
Oh, okay. So like if a ministry leader leaves or is sick, that kind of thing?
Financial contingency planning.
Yeah, okay.
Because a lot of those things, none of us saw COVID coming, but even if we had some emergency, you know, contingency planning in place for natural disasters, for instance, a lot of that could have been applied toward this, where we would say, oh, well, we didn't see this coming, but hey, let's take our contingency plan. And it's 60-70% done. Like the contingency plan that we had for, you know, a natural disaster that happened in our area. So in my area, we seem to get a fair amount of tornadoes. Mm. In other areas of the country, it may be, you know, something different. It may be
like an earthquake.
Earthquakes or I don't know, hurricanes, like whatever it is. Yeah, we all have something we're dealing with, except for
or snow.
You know, a few states.
Lots and lots of snow.
Lots and lots of snow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, that's great. I mean, even just a quick audit around, okay, what are our contingency plans if a staff member leaves or if a leader leaves, like a volunteer leader that our worship leader who is volunteering, who is up every single week and there's no other worship leaders, like what happens if that happens or if, you know, we have several weeks where there's such a low amount of giving. So yeah, you're right. We do need to make sure that we're thinking about those contingency plans because, you know, that definitely will interrupt the regular flow, the ebb and flow of what ministry looks like in your church. For us, when COVID hit, something that I had wanted to do when I came back to Beulah was to relook at the ministry planning cycle. Now, I knew, having been a part of the church staff here before I went to Lifeway, the ministry planning cycle was once a year where you would spend a couple months planning out the entire year of what was going to happen in your area, and then it was going to come together and, you know, things. So it was basically like this multi-month process for an entire year. Now, when I was at Lifeway, as we were redoing Ministry Grid and everything else that we were doing, we did, you know, Todd, you and I got licensed or certified in the Scrum, right? Agile Scrum product management process. And right. when we did that, I was like, oh my goodness, there's so much about this, right? As we were doing sprints and just kind of thinking of like, how do you build Ministry Grid? How do you build an app using this idea? The thing that I was thinking about was like, what does that mean for ministry planning? What does that mean for planning where you're not just planning a year ahead, but you're thinking, right, 2 weeks ahead. And it's not just 2 weeks ahead, it's a few months ahead, but you're thinking, how do you implement it in the next 2 weeks at a time? So when I came back, that was one of the pieces that was on my bucket list. I was like, okay, we really need to reinvent what this looks like. Well, COVID forced us to do that. So now we actually have a cycle where we're planning ministry 3 times a year. So instead of once a year, we're doing it 3 times a year where we're doing it a semester at a time. So actually the time it takes to plan is incredibly shortened each time because we're not thinking about the entire year. We're thinking about the next 90 to 120 days. And I don't know if you remember, Todd, we were doing research in and around doing Agile and doing Scrum and all that stuff. It was interesting how some of the research showed that beyond 90 days, there's no sense of time. Like you, it's really hard to plan out, you know, beyond 90 days. You just kind of push it out until you're closer to the date to do some of those strategic plans. So for us, right, we shifted and we were like, okay, we're going to do this 3 times a year for a shorter amount of time. And what we've done is we've now actually embedded within the process a pretty much a SWOT analysis, because now it's not, you're not evaluating something that you did 8 months ago or 11 months ago, you're evaluating something that happened in the last semester, and you're able to evaluate that and tweak that and change it for the next one around.
I really like how you pointed out the 90-day increments, because I think it's important for us to look at moving forward. We all know that the world has changed, and the speed of change even before this was pretty rapid. And I think it's going to continue to be this way moving forward. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, even once we all do start gathering back together, and we have hopefully most of our people in a live setting, I think society and like everything, our family, everything is going to experience more and more change. So it makes sense, I think, to me, that we would adjust our systems accordingly. And that we would adjust the timelines that we're thinking of accordingly as well. So for sure, 10-year plans are out the window. 5-year plans are probably out the window. So we probably need to really just think in the terms of, you know, quarter, annual, and then 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at the same time, I know it's important, as Daniel and I talked about a couple of different things in between podcasts and where we want to take, you know, some future episodes, things like buying land. And is that important? Well, that's not a 3-year, timeline. Yeah. That's a longer timeline. So yes, there are some things that you still have to have a longer view on. However, man, I think that the days of having extended 5-year plans and strategies. I don't know if we're going to see that
again. Well, yeah. And that's the thing where we're not talking about, you know, near term or only doing short term planning, because there are some things that take a long time, right? It's like a baby, you know, you need 9 months to grow that baby. You can't do it in 2 months, no matter what you inject into the mom. I mean, you can't do that, right? I mean, it takes 9 months. So there are some things that just take a long time. But how do you actually plan out and break that down 3 months at a time in your planning, right? So I think there's definitely a role, as much as the world is changing so rapidly, I agree with you, Todd, there. There's definitely that role of, yeah, we do need to wait on God. We do need to seek him for fresh vision and where God is leading us in our church. But there's some things that just take more time. So for example, right? One of the visions that I have for our church is that within 5 years, an external hire is the exception, not the norm, right? Where more than 90 to 95% of our hires are internal, right? So that's one of my goals within the next 5 years. And one of the ways that we're going to get there is by developing a school of ministry, and not just a formal undergrad track and a graduate track, but a bivocational, co-vocational track as well, right? And I know doing that is going to take a lot of time. So what am I doing right now? Well, I'm hiring a staff position that's going to lead that, right? That's something I'm doing in the near term. Another thing that we are doing in the near term is later on this month, we're finally rolling out a refreshed leadership pipeline based on the Lifeway one, the competencies. We tweaked it for our setting, but the Lifeway one got us, I mean, we were already at the 50-yard line because the Lifeway one. So, you know, we're rolling that out. So every single thing that we're doing, it's like we're taking it up from a 3 to 4 month time frame and being like, what can we do within these next 3 to 4 months that's going to get us further down the road? And, you know, it's going to take multiple years to get there. But by taking it, you know, it's like, how do you eat an elephant? You know, one chunk at a time. It's that whole, actually, sorry, you know, we shouldn't be eating elephants, but, you know, it's this idea of we just really got to break it down, right? Break it down.
Okay. You just can't export the ivory.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, that's awesome. You know what? So what we're going to do for the next several episodes together on the even numbered ones, we're going to take a look at different systems like role clarity and performance reviews, like staffing and property and all of that. So be sure to subscribe if you haven't yet done so, and we will catch you next time.